In the lunchtime edition, the NUPW promises government a fight over some proposed changes to public sector pensions. Concern among some medical professionals over a 300% jump in Barbados's COVID-19 death toll since the start of the year, raising fears a further lockdown may be necessary. As the PSV sector warns, the current lockdown has them on the brink of a financial crisis, and the DLP president, Verla de Pisa, lambasts the government over its handling of the pandemic, suggesting it would normally be worthy of a no-confidence motion in Parliament. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The Lunchtime Edition in association with CIBC First Caribbean.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC First Caribbean.
Government could be facing a fight from the National Union of Public Workers if it presses ahead with some planned changes to public sector pensions hinted at in the latest IMF report on Barbados. Acting General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Waldron, says some of the proposals include increasing the number of years a government employee will have to work before being able to retire, and also making state pensions contributory and taxable. Speaking on VOB's Getting Down to Brass Tacks call-in program today, Mr. Waldron indicated the union will resist what he considers to be an attempt to erode the pension rights of state employees. He disclosed that the union is already being bombarded with calls on the matter, though he notes that any changes wouldn't apply to people already in the service, but to those joining after any pension changes are made.
Service one incentive in working in public service that the pension arrangement is seen as one of the attractions to work in the public service. So if you erode this here for future generations, your children, my children, our grandchildren, then what is our vision for our future public service? Our argument, and you pick up a position, is the pension cannot seen as just merely an economic burden, but contributing as an incentive to be a civil servant, to be a public officer, and to maintain a standard of living for public officers when they retire. That's our position with this whole pension arrangement. So for those even in the future, we will be defending the point that the benefit should be preserved because, as I said, it is a standard of living. It forms a condition of service, and to erode it would be has implications for the attractiveness of the public service in the future.
Barbados's latest COVID-19 death has pushed the total number of fatalities to 21, a 300% increase in deaths from the virus here since the start of the year. It's an alarming figure for prominent family physician Dr. Adrian Lord, who tells Starcom Network News that he suspects that the actual COVID situation here might be even worse than the official figures reveal.
Our deaths have multiplied by 300% since the year started, from 7 to 21, and we've had almost 2,000 cases brought. But I don't really know where we are, because there's a tremendous backlog of tests still at the lab. I saw a statistic from UWA quality research team saying that there could be between 500 to 1,000 more people out there with the virus positive that may not know.
In his opinion, it may necessitate an extension of the lockdown.
But we might have to extend this pause for a few more days. I would like to say at least 1 week at this time, because I don't know where we are at. We don't know what the true figures are. We hope that by the time the reagent comes to the lab and they get more current, it would give us a better indication of where we are and where we need to go. We are probably in a worse situation than we think we are at, based on the backlog of cases at the lab, as well as the number of unknown cases that are out there. We have to take definitive action, which might have to result in us extending the pause for a longer period of time, at least for another week, before we can make a further decision.
But for the public service vehicle sector, the prospect of an extended lockdown is a frightening situation. Spokesman for the Alliance of Owners of Public Transport, Mark Haynes, paints a picture of a sector teetering on the brink of a crisis. There's many vehicles parked during this lockdown since most of the commuter traffic has disappeared.
Business as it stands right now is at the crossroads, financially and so on, because many persons are not working, many persons are off, so therefore the ridership is unanimously down. And if the curfew were to be extended, that would have a further debilitating impact on the sector as it stands. Many vehicles, as I speak, are off the road because they do not wish to run their vehicles up and down with petrol and gas and not having the requisite persons to pick up, and they say it's not financially viable. The room is out there, but if it were to be extended, it would have an impact, a devastating impact on the sector.
This is the Lunchtime Edition.
In association with the CIBC First Caribbean.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Verla De Pisa, has again harshly criticized the government's handling of the pandemic.
The COVID-19 virus was allowed through our doors and will not easily leave. This present administration must take full responsibility for this fiasco. Under ordinary circumstances, were there a robust opposition present in Parliament, there would be every justification for a no-confidence motion in the Prime Minister. Each of us now must hunker down and take steps to protect ourselves, our families, and each other.
She also recommends that more outlets that sell groceries be allowed to open. The COVID-19 monitoring unit reports it has placed several people before the law courts, sometimes on a daily basis, for violations of the curfew directive. Head of the unit, Ronald Chapman, says this is on top of violators held by the police.
Up until yesterday, we had 29 before the law court, and by today there will be more. And I will be giving, I'll give you those names and the circumstances surrounding those charges. But we have a number of persons who have been engaging in activities that they should not be. And it's not just, it's across the sector. We had a birthday party in a gated community. We had, so it is not just one person. And you wouldn't believe that we've jumped on lockdown for 1 week. I would like to like my fellow bargainers to recognize we are facing a national emergency. And we need to behave responsibly.
The lockdown aimed at reducing COVID transmission is having some other positive effects. With far fewer cars on the road, insurance companies report a reduction in motor vehicle accident claims. General Manager and Director of Consumers Guarantee Insurance, CGI, Peter Harris, tells Starcom Network News, although there has been a reduction, in fact, the previous lockdown had even fewer accident claims.
Now we still have seen claims coming through of people getting involved in accidents because there's still people moving around in Barbados. A lot more moving around this year than they were last year, in April, when we had a full lockdown. So we're still seeing claims, but not as many, obviously.
Meantime, the General Manager of Corporators General Insurance, Anton Lovell, says the lockdown has indeed reduced the amount of traffic on the road.
From our record, we have seen a drastic reduction in the number of accidents, particularly during not during the COVID period is ongoing, but through the lockdown, the recent lockdown we experience here now. So I know it's difficult for persons not able to be on the road 24/7. But as an insurance company, we are seeing, as I said, because of the lockdown, a drastic reduction in accidents.
Government reports their public service announcements asking people 70 years and older to register for vaccination are being extremely successful in getting people to respond. It says so far thousands of messages have been left on the system by people over 70. The statement adds that the problem, though, is that the individuals are partly so anxious to ensure their names are on the list that they are registering on all four numbers as well as the email. This means that some people register five times And when they register the first time, there is no need to repeat the automated process since there is a team compiling the data real time, and multiple registrations by the same person only slows down the process. Internationally, Donald Trump's defense lawyers are set to present evidence in the U.S. Senate denying charges that he incited insurrection in the Capitol riots of January the 6th. Our top stories. The NUPW promises government to fight over some proposed changes to public sector pensions. Concern among some medical professionals over a 300% jump in Barbados' COVID-19 death toll since the start of the year, raising fears a further lockdown may be necessary, as the PSV sector warns the current lockdown has them on the brink of a financial crisis and an extension could push them over the edge. The DLP president, Verla de Pisa, lambasted the government over its handling of the pandemic, suggesting it would normally be worthy of a no-confidence motion in Parliament. The COVID-19 monitoring unit hauls a growing list of people before the law courts and warns its crackdown on violators will only intensify. Our top stories in the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.